way we gon' fail. You know I got your back, just like a turtle shell. Nobody do it better. All my brothers tryna get some cheddar. We all wanna cut like the shredder. Me and my bros come together for the dope.
From the heart of Broadway, here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau. Yes! It's Marv Albert with you. For a Tannerless Thursday, we like to call Trainwreck Thursday.
About to do some kinky shit?
Trademark John Massey, Big Johnny. He posted that in the Facebook comments, so I just want to go ahead and get that out of the way.
Posted what in the comments?
That he coined the phrase Trainwreck Thursday.
Oh, good.
Just like CJ says he coined Mr. 100.
Mr. 100 Presents. Yeah, that was his idea.
The show was his idea.
Speaking of, are you ever going to have him on that?
Someday. I imagine if I can have Zach on there and get an hour out of him, I can get an hour out of CJ.
Well, it's true, though CJ's not quite as racist as Zach.
Nobody
Why
is.
Why does it have to be racist?
Did you listen to the episode?
Which one?
Was that?
Zach Kurgis.
Yeah, I did. And you couldn't remember stuff and things.
What couldn't I remember? I don't remember.
Who had the relative that was in the Klan?
That was Jesse.
Oh, yeah. No.
Jesse's the Klan member.
Really loud whenever I got to
No, I mean, I think it's pretty well, like, it's been said on the show a few times
I know
times
it
before.
Has been.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't hide from it.
And you couldn't remember which Sailor Moon episode had Santa Claus?
I didn't know that there was a Dragon Ball Z episode that had Hitler.
I didn't know that either.
That's accurate. Yeah.
I learned things.
Oh, I never want to learn anything about Dragon Ball ever again. Kurgis! But hey, it's Trainwreck Thursday. We don't have the man himself with us tonight. He's probably playing Star Wars on Xbox One, which is a good idea. Although the first time he played on my account on PS4, he literally went 0-15, I think. So.
Ouch.
Not
and the, then he went. What did he say? 9-3 on his first go with Xbox One.
Yeah. And then I told him that he was just in the tutorial. He somehow died as Darth Vader. We're not sure how.
Three times apparently.
Yeah. Thermal detonator.
Poor Tanner.
I love Tanner. I miss him. I wish he was here. I'm gonna get an email about this.
He is
one.
My favorite redneck.
I've heard he's the best redneck.
He hates that nickname
Who
so much.
Who said that to him?
That would have been
that was Pussbot here. Speaking of which,
salty.
Speaking of which, let's introduce the panel tonight. To my left, the old DSL himself, Dalton Manch. You know what we call him, DSL?
No.
He's got the dick sucking lips.
God
Look at him.
Dick sucking lips.
Wow.
Oh,
are you,
keep,
are you
large.
Keeping track of all the nicknames they give you?
So, whenever they fix the page, like the cast thing, I looked at mine to see if anybody changed anything, and it's just new nicknames. Like, Salty Dalty's on there now, and so is Dalton the Hedgehog. So,
I love Dalton the
Hedgehog. I'm gonna hack into the thing and put Tanner as my favorite, or the best redneck.
So when I introduce him next time, just as a surprise, I should say, instead of the man himself, the best redneck, Tanner Calvert.
You know, he listens to this show, so like now he'll know it's coming.
I love him, though. I'm glad he listens to this show. We need it.
That's true.
There's room on the cast page now, too. We have an open spot.
We do have an open spot.
So if you want to be a cast member on Podzilla 1985, email us at fuckwithmeandilldeleteyou at hotmail.com. Down at the end, Jesse Kimball.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome back. How many shows is it for you this week? Just two?
Yeah.
Think so? Yeah.
Yeah, we got Marvelous Jesse and Chris is still on hiatus. And then, yeah, we don't do Sunday Random Sunday anymore. And I'm not
well,
on
well,
pro
you
wrestling.
Do Nerd Up, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Are you going to bring back River City Belchers anytime soon?
Bring it back?
Yeah, I was about to say implies it was ever a thing in the first place.
And then to my right, on her iPad, playing... What is the name of that game?
2048
again.
I got so close the other day.
She's almost beat it once.
It's actually a pretty addicting game.
Yeah, you swipe and then things happen.
I'm gonna win, damn it.
It's like Call of Duty for smart people.
I'm not smart.
I don't get that joke. I don't either.
I don't get it.
No, don't.
Okay, so I had a stupid question tonight.
Lindsay's back after like a 2.5 week hiatus. Welcome back, Lindsay.
Hi.
Finally, she's off her monthlies and ready to rock.
That has nothing to do with me not being here.
That would just be like the most unfortunate. There's no way any one human being could live through that.
I don't know.
She lives through it monthly.
We women are strange, strange creatures.
Yeah, but I mean a constant. No, I'm not even. We're not even going to keep going. I'm not going to say that.
We shouldn't. Lindsay, you had a weird question. What's the question?
So one of Kesha's songs was playing at work, and
you're
I was
welcome.
And I was listening to the lyrics. How does one dance like they're dumb?
Well, if they are white and blonde, it just kind of comes naturally. And if you're a white blonde woman, email me at my personal email.
Of you dancing like you're dumb.
Oh, it's good to have everybody back.
Do we have any, like, yeah, no, we have at least three that I can think of, like, white blonde girls that listen to the show.
Well, not Krista. I don't think she listens to the show.
She does
sometimes.
So that actually makes four, because I wasn't even thinking about Krista.
And Krista definitely dances like she's dumb. I've seen it.
I don't understand.
That's kind of hot. Who else you got? Should we put him on blast? Let's call him out.
Let's not put him on blast.
No.
Let's not put him on blast.
Okay.
Britt.
Brittany? Is she blonde?
Naturally.
Why would you change that? Brittany, baby, if you're listening, go back.
Is this the same reason that people that aren't blonde want to be blonde? Sometimes blondes don't want to be blonde.
I like to be blonde.
She may not like that stereotype, in which case she should go to red.
That's hot, too.
Oh, I love redheads.
Or purple.
I want purple
hair.
Most
of,
I'm not allowed to have fun colored hair.
Professional environments don't allow those kind of hair colors.
Hmm. Are you texting Brittany right now?
Conservative.
You're texting Brittany right now, aren't you? What are you texting her?
Texting Brittany right now.
Can I see the phone,
texting
then?
Texting somebody.
Prove it.
Texting Lindsay right now. What? Oh, she's right here. That doesn't work. Shit. Bad joke.
And her phone is way over there.
My phone is also in my purse.
Hey, speaking of Brittany, she just commented on my post. And it's, oh, God. It's Donald Trump. And, oh, my God. We'll get to that in a second.
Did you guys see the Harrison Ford mocking Donald Trump?
No, I saw the eagle trying to get Donald Trump, which was pretty fun. Speaking of Donald Trump, we're going to get to him in a second. I want to talk about him. But let's,
Are you sure you want to talk about him?
There's nothing more ripe for satire than Donald Trump.
Seriously.
I mean, that's really true. People
At
say that George W. made fun of himself.
Donald Trump takes it to a whole new level.
He really does.
And we're going to get to that, but we've been ending the shows with the questions. We're going to start the shows with the questions today. We actually got quite a few, and I didn't even really ask for questions this time. Normally, I'm like, hey, guys, please ask us questions, and get nothing. This time, I'm just like, hey, we're doing a show. Ask a question if you want. I don't care. And I get questions. So
you have to pretend you don't care.
Well, I think also the other big contributing factor to that was that you posted it more than an hour before.
Sometimes I posted a couple minutes before.
Uh-huh.
Like the Pro Wrestling Unscripted the one time, and I got the one question for Hunter from Lindsay. No, it was on Mr. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Double H, Hunter Hendricks, which is...
It was a good question, though.
I'm pretty sure that show alone killed our friendship, but... But I don't want to get into that or this. We're going to start with Stephen Odison Taylor, who wants to know if he's fucking going over.
What?
I don't get it.
I mean, isn't that a wrestling thing?
It is a wrestling term. And is he going over? Yes. If I was booking, you would go over. You can't do any worse than Roman Reigns.
I have no idea who this individual is.
I am completely
Roman Reigns was in the
Shield.
You son of a bitch.
I was going to say, that's the only name I know there.
Actually, I already replied to him. I said, going over a barrel about how awesome the new Ninja Turtles 2 trailer is. He said, well played. So, shut up, Jesse. We're going to get to Ninja Turtles 2 here in a second, too. Aaron Britton, my old friend, Aaron Britton. Why do pirates steal everyone's growled? By Steve Brule. I don't know if he meant to say growled or gold, and he just accidentally put an R in there.
Well, he did it in another word, too, if you read again.
Oh, why do pirates?
Yep.
I
think it was on purpose.
I haven't watched as much Steve Brule as I should.
I have no idea what that...
Steve Brule, it started on Awesome... What was it called? Awesome Job... It was the Tim and Eric Show.
The Tim and Eric Awesome Show or whatever the fuck. I hate that fucking show.
I love Tim.
Oh, it had moments.
And I love Tim and Eric. But they had John C. Reilly on as Dr. Steve Brule. And I love John C. Reilly. And if you don't love John C. Reilly.
There's something wrong with you.
Turn off the show now. Go listen to NPR.
Whip.
Click. Kimball. CJ Tatum.
Captain Valiant, what's he got to say?
Jesus Christ. One day he's going to listen to this.
Up, up, and away.
He's going to...
He knows I love him.
That's nice, he's going to think we dislike him. And none of us dislike him except one person. I won't say their name.
No, because now if he listens, he's going to just be panicking. And I'll get several messages.
Wondering who it is that doesn't like him?
Yeah.
He knows.
Does he?
He knows. How satisfying will it be to watch Donald Trump's inevitable collapse? I don't think Donald Trump's going to collapse.
No, because there's too many stupid people in this world.
Like, how far do you have to go? Let's talk about Donald Trump real quick. How far do you have to go before the joke's not funny anymore and everyone kind of goes, okay, my eyes are open now. This guy's a complete fucking nut job. Because that's where Donald Trump, the joke's not funny anymore. That's why we don't talk about Donald Trump as much as we used to.
I mean, are you sure you want to get in the meat and potatoes of this show before we finish the questions?
That's not the meat and potatoes to me.
I mean, it'll be what we talk about more than turtles, for sure.
Bullshit. Did you see Bebop and Rocksteady?
I did.
All right, fine. We'll get to Donald Trump here in a second.
Yeah, you finish
CJ,
some questions.
As to your question, I don't think he will collapse. If he hasn't collapsed yet, because he said some dumb things that we're going to get into here in a few. So stay tuned to that. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, we can talk about that question.
We'll talk about that question more a little bit later. Stephen Taylor again. How much of Trump's campaign is purely a work/performance art?
We'll talk about that later too.
We will.
I don't think he understands what performance art is.
God, I hope it's performance art.
Well, I was gonna say just real quick. Donald Trump is an entertainer. He was on TV shows. He's been in wrestling. So the man knows how to work a crowd.
That was actually something he talked about in an interview. Like he knows how to work a crowd.
Yeah, but do I think this is an act? This is not an act. This is him making a serious bid for the presidential election.
There's a lot of conspiracy theories about how he's, like one of them that I heard was he's supposed, like he's acting as a unifying force, like trying to unify the United States against him, like try to get a common goal, but he's got so many fucking retarded supporters. Yes, if you were listening to this and you're a supporter of Donald Trump, I think you are a fucking retard.
I would like to take a moment to say that the opinions expressed by Jesse Kimball reflect only Jesse Kimball, and that I would never use the term retard to make fun of somebody.
He's not making fun of him.
This is on record. This is on record. This isn't like the time he called you a gay hipster fuck and says it never happened. He can't say this didn't happen.
You son of a bitch.
Which he did say.
But sorry.
You sons of bitches.
Sorry, Justin Mann. Apparently Justin Mann supports him.
Does he really?
That's what Bob said. Because apparently there is an app or a program or a website or something you can use now that says, that will show you how many of your friends like Donald Trump.
How accurate is it, though?
I don't know. It's been all over the news today. I tried to use it a couple times. I couldn't get it to work right.
Maybe, like, early on in the campaign, Justin Mann may have been, you know, pro-Trump or something like that.
Because
like,
Trump at first was a loudmouth and an idiot, but he had the right kind of rhetoric that brought all of the crazies out. And said, yeah, I support this guy. Remember when he was talking about Mexico and the rapists and stuff like that? He made some stupid comments. He has now gone off the deep end.
Yeah.
There's no way you can support Donald Trump now.
No.
At all. I support Jeb Bush. I never thought I would say that. If you're a Republican, support Jeb Bush because he's sane. He's the smartest Bush ever. Like, except for the guy from Bush's Baked Beans.
I don't think they're related.
Of the Republican candidates at this point, like Jeb Bush, I think is the only one that.
Yeah, because it ain't Ben Carson.
No, like, well,
they still have Chris Christie too, right? I mean, he's kind of a joke. But
I thought he didn't. OJ?
Did he kill a woman?
No, he overjunked, like on junk food because he's so fat.
Wow.
It's a fat joke. He's a fat guy, big fatty.
So that's what we're going to judge our candidates on? I'm
just stealing David Letterman's jokes.
Okay.
That is the greatest thing I could ever do, is just steal Letterman's jokes and do them one-tenth of the way he did them. Moving on with the questions. Again, we're going to get back to Donald Trump in a second. Chelsea Shutt wants to know, what is the likelihood of Trump getting president? Honestly, he has the publicity and the crazy following he needs to win. I, of course, am not for him at all. It's scary to think he could win. We'll feed your baby bird. Give us a little bit. How many more of these about Donald Trump?
Seriously. Well,
oh, Nate Smith, finally.
Well, I mean, a lot of them are probably about Donald Trump because Shannon specifically mentioned Donald Trump that we were talking about.
I also mentioned the goddamn turtles. I also mentioned
about
that.
See, I haven't been home all day. I haven't got to look at the internet all day. I haven't even been on Facebook yet today.
Oh, my.
I mentioned laptops, too. I want to talk about my new laptop.
It's sexy.
That you're not using.
Well, I can't. I don't have the program installed yet. Nate Smith, thank God. It's a question that's not about Trump, so I'll take it. Why does Shannon Young like Squall better than Cloud, and why is he wrong?
Because Squall is awesome.
Well, Squall, the character, is not awesome, really.
I don't care.
Kind of boring. But he does have a badass jacket.
Uh-huh.
And he has a gunblade.
I like his hair.
And I like his hair. And he was based on Gackt, which was one of my favorite singers from Japan, who used to be in
Malice Mizer.
That's right. Lindsay with the save there. See, you're useful.
I know J-Rock.
You're not just the girl with the big boobs on the show. You can talk. Jesus. You can probably talk and
I'm
wave
not
at
just
the
so-called hot one.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, I don't know. I'm Asa.
You get the right picture, and he starts looking like one of those Final Fantasy characters. Oh.
And little Ethan. little virginal Ethan.
Oh. That might not be the case anymore if his girlfriend keeps taking him to Victoria's Secret.
So, Jesse, where do you work?
We love you, Ethan.
I can assure you it's not at a food library.
But anyway, I don't like Cloud, so Squall's better. You can gussy Cloud up all you want, but he was a boring character too, mm-hmm. with his poor polygon graphics, his generics. He wasn't even Cloud. It shouldn't even be Cloud. It should be Zack.
Because
mm-hmm. Zack was Cloud. Cloud is just a poor man's Zack. Nobody knows what I'm talking about except Lindsay.
I do, and I didn't even play the game because my little brother tried to dictate how to play it, and I told him, screw you.
Because basically,
she has. I've seen it. It's not nice.
I'm imagining all the Zacks that I know and trying to figure out who you're talking about, and then I came to the conclusion that you must be talking about another video game character by the name of Zack.
So there was a
Cloud
soldier.
Cloud with black hair.
Yeah, there was a soldier in the same whatever named Zack who died at the end of Crisis Core. And Cloud, oh God, it's been so long since I played Final Fantasy. If Justin Dombach
sorry for anyone who hasn't played this and you're getting horrible spoilers.
If you haven't played Final Fantasy VII yet at this point,
you're never going to.
It's like Star Wars. If you didn't know that Darth Vader was Luke's father, Zack,
motherfucking spoilers!
I watched A New Hope yesterday.
Oh, I could use A New Hope.
Yeah, didn't I tell you that story about like whenever I worked at Burger King and they had those little toys?
Oh yeah, and it spoiled it for you?
Well, because it told you like find out the secret of Darth Vader, and inside the Darth Vader toy is a little Anakin Skywalker toy, as though it was supposed to be a big reveal in the toy.
Little Annie?
Oh, God.
Me so why, Annie. Why did you break out that voice? Why?
My voice cracked.
At 100 cents for Jar Jar Binks.
Aaron Bacar wants to know, why did Shannon Young drop a grand on a Star Wars laptop, which Mimi proclaimed Jesus? Yes, Jesus showed me the laptop, and I wanted it. Why did I spend $1,000 on a Star Wars gaming laptop? Because fuck them. That's why.
I mean, in Shannon's complete defense, that laptop is gorgeous.
It is. It's a beautiful laptop. It's unique. It makes me feel unique.
And it'll play the games he wants to play on high. So,
hopefully.
I mean.
And the other thing is, Lindsay's computer doesn't exactly run what she wants to run anymore. So I'm giving her my desktop.
I get the hand-me-downs, as always, but I'm fine with that.
Especially this desktop, because this desktop will do anything.
I was about to say, it's still a nice desktop. It's better than my desktop.
If it will do my video editing without dropping frames, I will be happy.
It'll be dropping panties because it's so hot. High five.
High five.
I do request that you take all of your half-naked women off the computer for me, though.
You're going to need to format it. Like, you just have to nuke the whole goddamn thing. You might as well just buy her a new hard drive. I don't think it'll ever be completely clean of those.
The jokes expressed by Jesse Kimball and Lindsay Wolfhanger in no way reflective of Shannon Young's lifestyle.
Well, I mean, that's true, because you've also got to include, like, the transgender women that you have in some folder.
And, I forgot about them.
Yeah.
And the ditto porn. Don't forget that.
Well, I mean, I told you what he did when he first gave me the laptop, right?
No.
He purposely went online and just picked a random yaoi picture and stuck it on my desktop.
So when she went back to
her... And it was from Free, so I actually knew the characters.
When she went back to her desktop, it was just an anime dude sucking off another anime dude.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That was my gift to her.
Oh, my God.
Yep. I was not expecting that at all when I booted it up.
And just for the record, Shannon doesn't have any half-naked women on his computer. He has a couple of naked, fully naked pictures on his computer.
Well, yeah.
But but we won't get into that anymore.
Okay.
So,
moving on.
I'm allowed to pick
two, damn it.
All right, so I asked Tanner, I said, did you watch the new Ninja Turtles trailer? He couldn't be on the show today. I said, send me a little message, post a message about what you thought about it. I want to get your thoughts on the Turtles trailer. Well, here's his message. Should I read it in a country accent? No. He said, so I'm pretty stoked about Ninja Turtles 2. I was worried about Stephen Amell as Casey Jones, but I think he's going to be perfect for the role. Also, people can talk trash about Megan Fox all they want, but my God, she's attractive. Quick side note, she is attractive, but she's not drop-dead gorgeous. Anna Kendrick is drop-dead gorgeous.
I honestly, like, I think... She's attractive,
little bit.
But I don't think she's all that pretty.
Yeah, she's sexy.
I'm still not opposed to her as April, though.
I'm not opposed to her. I thought she did a fine job, but I 100% agree with you. She is sexy, but she's not... Her old pictures, before she got the face stuff done,
right.
She was very pretty. She was sultry. She was drop-dead gorgeous then. Now, she looks like she used to be... She's like Rose McGowan. She looks like she was hot at one point, but got the idea that she needed collagen and face work.
And also, it just doesn't look like if she tried to make any sort of facial expression... Everything would fall to pieces.
She doesn't have a lot of range on her face anymore.
Uh-uh.
Other than hot and bitchy hot.
Right.
That's
She's got, she actually had the surgeon. He was like, what do you want? Have you ever heard of RBF? Say no more.
I can't stop thinking about Anna Kendrick. She would have been the best April O'Neil or the Ninja Turtles or Shredder.
Well, how about April O'Neil as April O'Neil?
You keep saying that, but I've seen too many dicks go in that one.
See, I've never actually looked
he
up.
He needs a little, illusion.
Okay.
April O'Neil, when back in my sinning days, April O'Neil was like a...
So earlier today?
No.
20 minutes ago?
It's been a while. The good thing about these women is you didn't have to roofie them.
You didn't we were too busy high-fiving. We didn't even get the joke at first.
I meant to say this on the Thanksgiving show, and I wish I had because it's been bugging me ever since. I want to point out that we don't find rape funny.
No, we don't.
Because we were laughing about it, and we were joking about the roofies and date rapes and stuff like that.
I still haven't listened to that episode.
We don't find it funny. I don't want that rumor out there that we're joking about it like, oh, rape's funny, she asked for it. No, we don't find it funny in any way. It was a stupid joke that was kind of funny because it was about me. But in no way does anyone on Podzilla, I think, assume that rape is funny in any way.
Honestly, the only part that was particularly hilarious, the part that we laughed about the most, was just the Bob thing, I think. That was what got me.
And Chad. Because you can't help but laugh when Chad is here.
Oh, that's true. Chad's
He's
a
infectious.
Funny guy. It was just the Bob would wake up with the... He would wonder when...
The hurt butthole.
Yeah.
Because when you fall asleep, your butt hurts.
That was the part that I thought was really funny.
So I just wanted to point that out, all that stuff. Back to Tanner's comments. Let me throw this out here, related and not at the same time, consisting this isn't PW, I think considering this isn't PW. TMNT 2 comes out June 3rd, which I don't think that's correct, it's July 16th.
I think it's in July.
Yeah.
I
bet Sheamus holds the title until June 7th at Money in the Bank. What better publicity than to say your heel champ stars as one of the big bads in a brand new movie? In any other world, that's true. In any other existence, that's absolutely true. But I want to point out that when Stacy Keibler was on Dancing with the Stars, which was a big show at the time, they didn't promote it at all.
She wasn't part of the company then.
But they still could have promoted it.
I think they mentioned it. They did mention it.
But they didn't promote it nearly as hard as I would have. I mean, Stacy Keibler was such a big part of their show, and I'm sure she would have done publicity for it. I think I remember her saying they didn't want to do anything with her. And it's like, why? Why would you not want publicity? But it's Vince McMahon's world, so. I'd say we'll talk more about that on PWU tomorrow, but we actually recorded that last night. So.
Yeah. I'm actually part of the two shows in one day club now because we recorded that one at midnight. So
technically,
I am right. Yeah. Right there, guys.
I mean, if that's true, then me and Shannon are each in the three show club.
I'm pretty sure we are like five show club at some point.
I don't care. I'm beating a lot of people with the two show club.
You're beating a lot of people because you're on the show.
Ha! I haven't gotten
kicked out. You haven't been future endeavored yet. Like certain people.
There's three so far. Oh, no, you haven't signed the papers on the third one, Nate.
I'll leave the ink wet on that one.
He's like JTG. We keep him around. Just don't answer your phone.
Yeah, Nate, don't answer your phone. Why'd I answer my phone? We'll talk about Ninja Turtles 2 in a second, too. John Massey, he coined the phrase Trainwreck Thursday. That's absolutely true. That is true. John Massey, I believe, was on the first Trainwreck Thursday. I'd say go back and listen to it just to prove the point. But I think there's some stuff in there that's particularly racist.
That was the one that John wanted us to pull.
I think that was the hard R.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't go back and listen to that one.
One of my favorite jokes ever, but yeah, you really can't listen to that one.
I know what I'm doing tonight.
Krista Francis, our old friend Krista.
She's still alive.
She is, and as beautiful as ever, by the way. That wasn't a joke. I just wanted to give a pause so Krista, if she's listening to this, could make that scrunchy face. You know, that angry scrunchy face she always made whenever I do that, because she can't hit me. Krista,
well, no, she'd still hit. Oh, yeah, she can't hit you because she's in another city.
She's in,
I was about to say, because that was what would follow the scrunchy face.
She would punch me, and it was cute. And then she sneezed, and it was adorable.
Oh, she hated you and Steven so much for that.
She has probably the cutest sneeze I've ever heard in my life, though. She has such a pretty girl sneeze.
That's because you're used to hearing
monstrous
things.
It's just that little, it's this little squeak almost.
Yeah. Oh.
Those little non-existent
something like that,
sneezes.
Yeah, actually, it was
pretty
close.
That's adorable.
No.
Wow. Now she's going to kill me when she sees me now.
You're a pretty girl, Dalton.
You would be the first one to say.
With your DSLs.
God damn it, can we please not make that a thing?
That's your new nickname.
God.
For everyone that works with Dalton at the place of his employment, remember, DSL, Mr. DSL.
I'm trying to think of some nickname to go with, like Angelina Jolie, but I just...
We'll just call him the Tomb Raider?
See, I was thinking
Lips
something
from
like
the
that.
Tomb Raider?
Oh, never mind. Just, what's the next question, guys?
Moving on.
I want to talk about Trump now. I've never said that before until just this moment. Please, let's keep going.
Daltalina Jolie? No.
God.
No.
I just made it work in my head, but next question.
Last thing is actually from Brittany.
Yay.
She posted a picture of... Lindsay, come here real quick. Help me out. What is this character? I don't remember what this is from.
Of course.
Oh, that's a Draws from
Roz.
Oh, Roz.
Roz from
Monsters, Inc.
Okay, so it's a picture of Ross?
Roz.
Roz from Monsters, Inc. and Donald Trump merged together, and it's fantastic.
I like Roz.
I've seen that picture before. It's fantastic.
That's
way to go, Britt.
That's an insult to Roz.
Thank you,
Britt. It really is.
For contributing.
Because Roz is an awesome character.
And if you have embarrassing stories about Dalton, email me at my personal email. With pictures up. No.
Jesus.
Anyway, so before we get into Trump and all that other stuff, by the way, the laptop's fantastic. Thanks for asking, everybody. I think it's fantastic. I've done like two things on it, but it was very expensive. You want to start with Ninja Turtles or Christmas? Because I want to talk about both.
Let's start with Christmas.
Christmas? Okay. Fuck Christmas. I'm never going to write the article on Blogzilla fast enough to get it out, so let's just talk about it on the air. Christmas sucks this year.
It really does.
If you're listening to this and you're thinking, no, holiday spirit, there is no holiday spirit. Look outside, especially if you're here in Southeast Missouri with our 70-degree weather. And I said it before on the show, the only lights you see in Cape Girardeau right now are the ambulance and police lights that go by Broadway every goddamn morning.
Broadway's really lit up.
In all white lights.
It's really generic, yeah. Only on the light poles.
Yeah. Like, there's no imagination to it. You drive through Cape Girardeau, you don't see any lights. By the way, for all of you out there in not Southeast Missouri, this show is recorded in Southeast Missouri at the very tip down. Well, no, that's Illinois when I used to live there. Where are we?
We're at the top of the boot heel.
We're at the top of the boot heel in Southeast Missouri, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, 709 Broadway for all your gaming needs. And it's 70 degrees outside, and there's no Christmas.
I mean, to be fair, it's like 61 right now.
It's going to be 70 this weekend, though.
Yeah. And apparently it's going to be like 70 on Christmas.
I hadn't heard that.
That's what Bob said. I
extended weather forecast.
A lot of what I get is from Bob. Some of it's not accurate. But yeah. The weather he knows.
Well, I mean, the weather stuff, like beyond 2 weeks beyond 10 days even, is really, really hard to predict.
Still, though, it's not a good
except
outcome.
Warm.
God, I really hope not. Like, it would really depress me if, like, it's 65 degrees on Christmas.
It's already depressing out there. I did my Christmas shopping, and I was so excited because I got some really good gifts for some people I care about. And I thought, this is going to be a great Christmas. And it hasn't been. And not just because of the weather. Not just because you drive through Cape and there's no lights up anywhere. There's like four houses that have Christmas lights.
Yeah.
You see an occasional tree inside someone's house.
And none
of
them are even like major lights. It's just like stuff on the porch, stuff on a tree.
Yeah, stuff
I have like three or four neighbors, like, or like within the two blocks that I live over near like residential in the Amishrader area that have a lot of lights.
I mean, there is neighborhoods that are really well lit up. It's just not any of the
not through mainstream
Cape.
None of the stuff that you see regularly. You have to actually
go out
and find
it. You have to go to the rich neighborhoods. Just say it. You have to go to the well-off neighborhoods. No,
I mean,
serious.
Even a lot of the neighborhoods
in
Jackson.
I don't live in the rich neighborhoods.
Yeah, like a lot of the neighborhoods in Jackson, like even some of the like the not-so-nice ones like have lights set up.
There's a stretch between Jackson and Cape where they have an entire like park.
The golf course.
The golf course decorated with Christmas lights. And I tried to go out there once, and it was turned off. So there was nothing I could see.
All right, but there's actually over off of Lexington, there's a house every year. They might have it set up by now. I'm not sure. Every year they do that like a radio station They do the music lights. The lights are tied to music.
Yeah.
And they broadcast it through an FM transmitter so you can go to the station and listen to the music in your car while you're watching their light show.
See, I'd like you to tell me where that's at. I'd like to see that.
I'll take you by there sometime.
But a couple of houses aside, does it feel like Christmas to you guys?
Mm-mm. Honestly, like, the
Has it felt like Christmas in how many years? When was the last time you felt like Christmas was Christmas?
I mean, last year, honestly, the big thing for me, I can't feel like it's Christmas while it's this warm.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing that's really killing it for me.
They mowed our grass the other day.
Yeah, I know.
You should not go outside and smell fresh mowed grass in December.
Not in Southeast Missouri.
No. It's terrible.
Because the thing about Southeast Missouri and what a lot of people think is that we live in this area where it just stays kind of warm all the time and it doesn't really get cold. Well, the thing about Southeast Missouri is it goes like the hottest of the hot and the coldest of the cold.
Yeah. Last year,
if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. It'll change.
Well, not this year.
No, not right now.
Wait a couple days and it might get chillier. But I remember last year there was a time where Jesse, you, me, Katie, and Bob walked to Schnucks. Stupidly.
To be fair, that was after Christmas.
It was, yeah, but at least
it was. That was in February.
But at least was it February?
Yeah, because I didn't move into that apartment until February.
But if you look at people's Facebooks and time hops and whatnot, it has snowed already by this point last year.
Oh, yeah. It snowed in October last year.
Yeah, yep. And it was cold, and it felt like Christmas, more so than now. It feels like October, well, not even October.
It feels like September.
Yeah.
It feels like
he's dreaming of a white Christmas.
Just white. Can we get into this so we can end on a happy note? Like, cause.
Oh, yeah. We'll end on turtles. Yeah. We'll go to Donald Trump.
Well, I just want to talk about Christmas for a second.
All right, yeah, I'm
I'm still not happy.
I'm not either.
Christmas is such an important holiday to me. It was my mother's favorite holiday. It was something we did together since she passed away. Christmas hasn't been the same. And every year I keep looking for that something.
We try to make it, but.
Yeah, but it's not.
I know.
It's not. And is it because we're getting older? Is it because we're jaded? Because the world sucks? Because we work retail?
This is the first year I've honestly felt really apathetic about Christmas.
This is the first year I've felt completely apathetic about Christmas. And all the Christmas gifts in the world aren't making me feel better. I still feel like, I mean, Christmas is what? 2 weeks away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. 2 weeks from Christmas, and it feels like September.
Yep.
Like, I can't even really bring myself to watch my holiday specials. Like, even when we watched Emmett Otter the other day,
I don't want to watch specials. I don't want to listen to Christmas music. I don't want to drink cocoa and eat candy canes. I don't want anything to do with Christmas this year.
That was actually one of the things I was going to mention earlier on my trip home from work. I was like, I'm going to listen to some Christmas music. Because I usually, this time in December is usually when I like to listen to good Christmas music. Not the shit they play at the mall.
Yeah.
Not what I have to listen to at work.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, Dalton gave me a twitch there. He knows what I'm talking about.
Though I do have some Sinatra now I get to listen to at work. That makes it a little better.
Good for you.
So, yeah, I was listening to some...
The hipster appreciates it.
So I was listening to a little bit of Christmas music, and then, you know, I'm realizing while I'm sitting here listening to Christmas music that I turned on my AC, and I'm like, this isn't right.
I've been rolling my windows down.
Yeah, I did that the other day.
I turned my heat on because it's fucking December, and that's what I should do. And then, like, after a minute and a half, I'm like, oh, I need to roll
my
windows.
I don't need this.
Oh, my heat's still on.
Or I turned it off completely.
Yep. Like, I honestly, like, in the mornings even, like, it's kind of chilly in the mornings, like 55 or something like that.
You might need a light coat.
Yeah, so like
this North Face jacket.
Yeah, so I will in the mornings I turn on my car like the heater just long enough to defrost the windows and then I'm out.
Yeah,
like and then I turn it completely off. I might roll down the windows.
I think one night we left here and there was actually some ice on the windshield and we had to chip it off. That was one time. Every other time I'm wiping sweat off my brow as I'm walking around
because there have been a few mornings when I've woken up.
I'm a heavy sweater.
Yeah, you're a big wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there have been a few mornings where I've woken up and gone out to my car and there's been ice on it. Like this week even, there's been a few mornings.
There was some frost on it Saturday morning last week.
Yeah. And it's not even like usually when there's no Christmas spirit, you can at least blame consumerism and say, well, people are out shopping. It's Christmas.
People haven't been out
like
shopping.
Yeah. It's other than a day or two here a week, it's been slow. It's like a normal month.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't feel like Christmas anyway.
My weekends have been normal weekends at work.
Dalton, at the place where you work.
I've been busy as shit.
I know. And I hate that.
Oh, yeah, because most other places are, like, reasonably unaffected.
Yeah, both of
reasonably.
Both of the places that I work at have been busy as hell.
I mean, like, there was that statistic going around that's, like, consumers spent, on average, something like $3 billion less this year at Black Friday than they did last year.
That's
awesome. There were several places that their stocks were down because of it.
Yeah, like, so many places did not hit, like, anywhere near what they did last year.
So where's the, give me something for Christmas spirit. I mean, give me asshole customers shopping or something. I mean, God.
I blame global warming.
That doesn't exist, Al Gore. It's proven. All the scientists and the Republicans proved it.
Sounds about right.
It's proven.
Proven.
Baxter Stockman proved it.
No.
He's a fly.
We're going to Trump first. We're ending on a happy note, guys.
I'm just depressed about Christmas. This is supposed
I'm
to be like my favorite time of the year.
I'm trying not to be depressed about it.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that in the next next week, I'm hoping it starts to get cold.
Just cold weather alone would make it so much better. Yeah. Cold weather and gray skies.
At least if it's cold, you can have that hope that it might snow.
You walk outside, the sky is gray, and it's really cold, and you're like, oh, it looks like it's going to snow today.
It
and
might not, but you at least have that hope
Give
that
me
it
false
might.
Hope, like the Christians have when they go to church.
I mean, I still have that bag Jesus. Of fake snow somewhere at home.
That was a joke. I'm doing the John Cena hand motion.
The views of Shannon Young expressed in this podcast do not reflect those of the rest of us.
We're back to basics, offending people, like
Yay.
Mr. Show with Pop and David.
Or Donald Trump.
Wait, hold on. Dalton's rubbing his head like he's so shocked by what I just said. I don't think you've gone a day without making a joke about Christianity in this store.
Well, the difference is he doesn't say the joke's on the air.
Yeah, I don't say the joke's on the air.
Well, I'm sorry I have more cojones than you.
All right, tater tot.
Oh!
Ah!
You're racist against the Irish.
I'm hungry.
Well, speaking of racism.
Well, Donald Trump. Let's just do
there
it.
You go.
I thought we were going to go back to Christmas.
No. No, I think we've got
what the hell is
we've
Kwanzaa?
Talked about Christmas enough.
That's the traditional Kwanzaa
Bender. Bearing gift of triaminos.
Kwanzaa. What is Kwanzaa about? I don't even know.
I've been giving this book out for, like, was it 500 years? Oh, I misquoted that. Thankfully, no one cares.
Nope.
Donald Trump. Do you guys like Donald Trump?
No.
I love Donald Trump. Hey, Kevin.
Unfriended.
Have you heard about Donald Trump? Yeah, a lot of people are unfriending people because of the Trump thing. I see on my list every day someone new going, deleted 5 people off here because of Trump. Trump fever has taken America, and it's a lot like the plague was.
No, they're not dying yet.
Or, you know, like Hitler. Or, I mean, all the Nazis thought Hitler was really, really cool.
I guess it's just pure perception, really. I don't think Hitler was cool.
No.
I think Zach does.
Kyrgyz.
Yeah.
It's because all the Jews got over it by now, because it's been 70 years.
Yeah, I mean, stop bitching, guys. HBO.
The Holocaust was so long ago.
Hebrew box office.
Zach's going to listen to this, and he's going to get real angry at us.
No, he's not. I don't think you can make Zach angry unless you're Billy.
Oh, that's
Billy's
true.
The only one that pisses him off.
And Zach is listening to this right now. He's like, yeah. Well, and he got real mad at Derek.
Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was an unfortunate incident anyway.
That was all kinds of awful.
Just
but
like
anyway,
Donald Trump.
Yeah, such an unfortunate incident.
If you haven't heard about what Donald Trump's done lately, just Google his name.
You'll get all kinds of interesting stuff.
The one that gets me is that he, and I'm sure you've heard this, is that he's calling for a ban on all Muslims entering the country.
Yeah.
This is not a joke, people.
Also, he's calling for registration of Muslims.
And this is not a joke. People stop laughing and going, oh, he's so crazy. He's not joking. He's serious.
Yeah.
This is the person you're supporting.
And you know, like, I made the joke about, like, the Nazis thought Hitler was a real cool guy.
And even the
Donald
Nazis.
Donald Trump is doing a lot of real similar things with Muslims that Hitler was doing with Jews.
I'll say, and even the Nazis wouldn't do something like registering Jews and oh wait. Yes, they did.
Yep.
We've all seen X-Men.
Uh-huh.
We know what Magneto went through.
We do. It was real bad. He broke a gate.
He sent a penny through Kevin Bacon's forehead.
Yeah, he did.
Spoiler alert.
Slowly.
Motherfucker, spoiler.
God, I hope he doesn't listen.
Oh, he's probably done now.
But yeah, so Donald Trump, I want to find some people that support Donald Trump. I'd like to bring one of them on the show and talk to them and ask, why do you support Donald Trump? If you were listening to this, I know we joke about email.
They tuned out when I called them a fucking,
the retard thing. That was kind of offensive.
That was a little offensive.
A little bit.
I do feel a little bad because I'm trying not to do that anymore.
Use retard as a negative
as
term?
Derogatory
term. It's like using gay. Like when people say,
that's
gay. Which
I had to hear 5 times in the 2 hours I went back to work tonight.
From an employee or from a
coworker? No, from a customer. Because everything her son wanted, the other thing out of her mouth is, that's so gay. Why do you want that? And I just
She's trying
I just,
to remain
I just
hip.
Rolled my eyes. No, she was a
No, she's being serious because I'm willing to say she's been at my store too.
Probably.
It's. I remember there was a person that came into GameStop years ago that was asking me about games for her son, and she was like, "What about is it pretty gay? It's gay, isn't it?" And I thought, "You're a grown woman. You're using gay as a derogatory term."
Because like, all the kids do it. She's desperately clinging to youth.
Well, all the kids need to get their asses kicked.
Yeah. Are we still living in the 90s?
I wish.
Do you?
Yeah, because how old were you in the 90s, Dalton?
I was born in 92.
Okay, so you couldn't have talked yet, so.
Ha!
I wouldn't have to hear you.
I would have I would have been 8 at the end of it.
I would have kicked you in the
teeth. He's only 2 years younger than my little brother.
I still would have kicked him in the teeth.
That's fine.
I'd have ripped them DSLs off.
Jesus Christ.
God damn, please let's stop putting that over.
Let's move back.
Back to Trump.
Fuck that. Yeah, no, I wonder if, because I know.
I just want to say, I know we're coming across as a bunch of turbo libs, as a bunch of liberal nuts, and that's fine. If you want to call us liberal nuts, that's fine. But if you're supporting Donald Trump, you're not just a like political nut. You're just an actual insane person that is supporting you're supporting Chancellor Palpatine. As soon as he gets in office, he's getting that fucking hood. And then, force lightning for everyone.
I really hope Samuel Jackson fucks his face up then.
Yeah, but then
that would be the only good thing that would happen.
But then some little dick's gonna save him, and he lives on for another 30 years
until that Ted same Cruz. Little dick just throws him down a pit or something.
Let's still
I don't
hope
know.
For Ted Cruz.
But like I said, they've probably all tuned out by this point. Anybody that we had that listens to or that likes Donald Trump, they're gone. I scared them off.
And if you like Donald Trump, tell me why.
Yeah, for real. Like, actually, like, legitimately, email us, podzilla1985@hotmail.com or Gmail. Take your pick. I get both. I made both emails.
Let us know. If you're in the Cape Girardeau area and you want to come on the show and tell us why you like Donald Trump and sit down and talk to us about it, we won't bark at you and bite you.
I mean, like, look at, like, the show we did with Guns with Tanner.
Or look at the show I did with Nate on religion and Louis. We sit down and we talk about things.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to just rip you apart. And it's like, I have had a couple of experiences on Facebook, like, I won't say any names out there, but a friend of mine's dad, was actually a supporter of Donald Trump. And this was before, so it may have changed now, because this was before the call to ban all Muslims and everything else, but it was post all of the super sexist, other racist stuff, like getting rid of the Mexicans and-
Because they're rapists.
Yeah.
The ones they send over the border are rapists.
Because this is post that.
Yeah.
But pre- most this. Current stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I was talking to him about it, and he firmly believes that Trump can fix this country. At that point. And it was, like, I didn't understand completely. But, yeah, his whole thing was, Trump's a businessman, and that's what this government needs right now, because, we're so far in debt, and we, yeah,
there's
no, it's
Bush family
yeah,
and
we
oil.
Just need more
we've
rich
had,
people in charge.
We've
yeah,
had rich
go with
we've
that.
Fucking had business people in the office before. His name was George Bush.
Yeah, you know what's funny about business people? They're out to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not run a country. The way Donald Trump is acting is not befitting of a world leader.
Yeah, so even okay, let's go ahead and get rid of all the racist and all the Hitler allegories and everything else for Donald Trump. Do you honestly believe Trump supporters that he wouldn't sell out whatever vote he gets to the highest bidder?
You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of Big T Larity off Code Monkeys. He's just shooting his money and stabbing his money. You know?
That's so perfect. Yeah, because Donald Trump has no concept of actual money.
He has no concept of leadership. His idea of leadership, of protecting this country, is building a giant wall around it.
Yeah.
To keep people out.
The Great Wall of Mexico.
That's ridiculous. You can't keep people out of a country that was founded on freedom of come over here because your life sucks and have a chance at the American dream. You can't deny people that.
Because people were actually saying that he technically should be disqualified from running for president because the whole banning Muslims from entering the country thing, like banning someone based on their religious preferences is unconstitutional.
And ridiculous. And the fact that people support it. I mean, he's getting into the realm of cartoon villainy at this point.
He really is.
He's gonna show up with a cape. If that guy didn't already have the boot on his head and said he was gonna go in time and you know.
Alright, so let's go back and we can address some of these questions here. Like CJ was talking about the eventual downfall.
It's not happening.
No, what's going to happen is he's going to fade into obscurity. And this I can also kind of answer Chelsea's question with it. No, he has no chance of winning.
No, he won't get the nomination.
Okay, let's
the general public is stupid, but the American public as a whole is not.
All right, let's go ahead and play out the scenario first. Let's say that somehow Trump wins the primary election for Republicans, because that's the only vote he's winning. Like that's it. Let's say that somehow he pulls in the primaries.
The rest of the world's gonna be like, oh no, fuck, no.
Yeah, no, like say he wins the Republican primary. Every Republican that's not supporting Trump knows he's fucking insane.
Yeah.
And they would rather put in Hillary or Bernie than they would a fucking insane person.
He will cause more damage to the Republican Party than Mitt Romney and Sarah Palin combined.
So, like, so much trouble. Okay, so if he wins the primary and is actually the Republican candidate, Democrats win. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Trump fades into obscurity. Let's say then he loses the primary election. Then he runs as an independent because he already said he was going to. Republicans lose because he's going to split the ballot.
Yeah, it's going to be Bull Moose all over again.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a
Teddy Roosevelt back again.
It's a guaranteed victory.
Yeah, that's right, Roosevelt.
Yeah.
It's guaranteed victory for the Democrats at this point. At this point, it's a guaranteed victory.
Yeah.
The Democrats could run anyone they want against this guy.
And that's actually another conspiracy theory is that
he's in the pocket of the Democrats.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've heard that one, and I don't believe that because
I don't either.
Donald Trump, even though he's a complete jackass and
he's
insane,
a money person.
And he's smart. He is smart. You gotta give him that. You can't make that much money. His belief is that because he has so much money that he can't be touched. He is that stereotypical businessman that thinks my money makes me valuable and I can do whatever I want and get away with it.
Honestly,
he's right to an extent.
If he was actually
smart,
he would be one of the richest men in America. I mean, he is, but like he would be like top 3 instead of top 50.
It's the whole like CM Punk, Vince is a millionaire who should be a billionaire.
Yeah, and Trump should be richer than he is, but for the decisions that he's made, he's still rich, and he thinks that qualifies him to be a world leader. That does not qualify you to be a world leader.
Yeah, if he was smarter with his money, he would be way richer.
I mean, who are we going to elect next? You know, Bill Gates?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Bill Gates would be a way better president than Donald Trump.
Mark Zuckerberg?
Like, because Bill Gates is at least all for, like, philanthropy and, or, you know, no, never mind. I'm not going to make that. That's Always Sunny joke since
full
we
already.
Damn it.
I think what you're trying to say, though, is that these other millionaires, these people that have money, believe in
some of them.
Believe in commerce, believe in promoting America's ties with other countries and, you know, and all that stuff. Whereas Donald Trump believes that I make a lot of money, I own you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And let's be entirely fair. Bill Gates is certainly not the rule. He's more the exception. Unfortunately, most of the multi-billionaires in the United States are far more like Trump than they are Bill Gates.
Yeah.
But they don't have a podium to stand up there and speak. It's not just enough that Donald Trump is going to lose, because he will.
No, see, what they're going to do is they're going to use Donald Trump to make even more money.
But what I'm worried about is how much damage has Donald Trump already done to America? By splitting people, by putting the thoughts into people's heads that Muslims are evil, that we need to build these borders. How much damage has he done to these people that are ill-informed, that only believe what they see on Facebook when their friends post it, that follow because they're sheep?
Well,
damage has he done
at
already?
At this point, even Fox News is like, no.
Everyone,
and that's saying something.
Yeah.
Republicans have gone against him. When your own party is not just fighting against you for the nomination, but just disowning you.
Yeah.
You've done something wrong.
Because I'm really, really surprised the Republican Party hasn't kicked him off of the primary ballot.
Well, like we said a couple shows ago, you just said earlier, you can't. If you kick Donald Trump off, he's going to go independent, and then he just fucked your entire party.
He's going to fuck the entire party no matter what.
I mean, because if he's going to do it if he doesn't make the primary anyways, then what's the point?
I don't think there is a point now.
Unless they're still stalling to try and figure out a way around it.
Plus, he doesn't have a vice presidential – he doesn't have a vice president yet.
So I don't,
well, don't people usually pick one out after they?
It's usually after the, sometimes after the
primary.
I mean,
primary. I'm not a political person in any way, shape, or form.
It's almost always after the primaries that they announce their VPs.
Right. But what I'm thinking is that if Donald Trump wins, you know, the nomination, they can put one of their guys in to kind of pull the strings.
So that when he gets impeached for being a moron.
Yeah. Or like Dick Cheney and George Bush, you know? Bush was the face, but everyone always said Dick Cheney is sitting there pulling the strings,
the
dance,
puppeteer.
Puppet dance.
Oh, I was going to say pulling the trigger and do his
God fucking Republic. God. It makes me angry. It really does.
Well, let's
stop careful,
talking.
Turbo Lib.
No.
let's
even if he is related to our buddy,
fuck that guy. Seriously. And if he's listening, please, I'm the one with the man bun. Go ahead and say what you need to about me.
He's not listening.
Worried.
No, he's really not.
Oh, okay. Well,
he's just a trolling troll.
Yeah. God, that was,
So yeah, no, going back though, honestly, the Republican Party, unless they can talk Trump into just, what's the word? I'm trying to think of the word.
Going into VP instead of.
No, just flat out dropping out.
Castration.
That needs to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, he's already reproduced.
Yeah, and his daughter is so hot.
Isn't his daughter a porn star?
No. She just looks like one. Like, I think her name's Ivanka. His wife's name's Ivana and her name's Ivanka, something like that. But she is beautiful, and I think she's like great friends with Chelsea Clinton. So I'm sure even she thinks her dad is a fucking idiot.
More than likely. So yeah, unless they get him to drop out of the race entirely, just to, why can't I think of the word?
Succeed.
Renounce, like.
Resign?
No, succeed. Not resign.
It's secede.
I don't think it's secede.
I think it's secede.
I don't think that's right.
Renege?
Something.
That's not a racist word, Dalton. Renege is a word.
Anyway,
Look at Jesse.
He needs to drop out of the race entirely. There's a word for it and I can't.
Concede?
Keep talking.
But the problem with that is that there's no reason for Donald Trump to resign. There's no reason for him to quit because he already they can't
renounce
pay him.
Renounce his his claim.
And I'll put the phone down.
Yeah,
but there's no reason for him to do that. He's already got money. He's got power and status.
He thinks he stands a chance, and he doesn't.
He doesn't.
Because he's delusional.
I know people make bold claims like this all the time, and you can call me a crazy liberal all you want. I'm not a liberal for one. Ask any of my teachers at Shawnee. Oh God, I shouldn't have said where I went to school. Now people think I'm dumb. But if Donald Trump wins the presidential nomination and then goes on to become president, I will leave. Like, I know that sounds extreme.
I don't want to live here anymore.
No, yeah, honestly, like, Shannon and I have, like, this is a legitimate conversation that Shannon and I have talked about. We're going to Canada.
But they've stopped taking people in.
But look at Jesse's beard. He looks like one of them already.
I just go up there with flannel and an axe and like, oh, hey.
Now who's being racist?
How's that racist? That's not how racist. They talk.
I don't know if they talk like, oh, hey.
Like a terrible northern accent.
You like turned into Olkin. Yoo-hoo.
Anyway,
let's end the Trump talk with this, and I'm being dead serious. If you support Donald Trump, message me, message Jesse, if you know us on Facebook. Email us at podzilla1985@hotmail.com or gmail.com.
Like, shit. And if you're not from this area even, like, if you listen to this show and you're still listening at this point, let me know. Like, the Marvelous Jesse and Chris, like, that was straight up. Like, I did that over the internet. We can have you on this show.
We want you to come on, and we want you to tell us why you follow this man.
We'd like to have...
we don't understand it.
We don't. Like, then that's the real issue here. I cannot fathom... why, like, I just can't, it doesn't make sense to me.
No.
It's like trying to tell me that the sky is green. I'm not going to believe you, and I don't understand why you're saying it.
Unless there's a tornado, it should not be green.
And I want to point out.
That's what would happen if Trump got president.
This is not
so
a liberal
show.
We're gonna
go to Oz?
No. This is not, we get political, but we are not a liberal group, alright? I like John McCain. If John McCain hadn't been with Sarah Palin, I might have voted for him. Because just take that one time he talked to the old woman who said that Obama was an Arab, I think is how she said it. Mm. And he specifically said, no, ma'am, he is not. He is a good man, a decent man, and we just disagree on some of the issues. I would have voted for John McCain. But then they put him with that fucking poison
ass
Sarah Palin. So email us. Let us know. All right? That's all we're going to talk about Donald Trump. We got about 7 minutes left, and we wanted to talk about this before the show ended. The trailer came out today.
We own the network, Shannon.
I know, but I'm hungry too. I want to go eat. I need food.
Need Mountain Dew.
Not only did they release the trailer for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, I also picked up the first issue of Ninja Turtles Meet Batman, for lack of a better word. I don't know what that was.
It's just Batman, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay. Well, there is a crossover series now between IDW and DC Comics where the Ninja Turtles and Batman meet.
It's a 6-issue miniseries.
And it's not like it's the greatest comic of all time. You're not going to read The Long Halloween, believe me. But it is fun. It's the Ninja Turtles and Batman.
How can you go wrong?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like I needed to look and see who the writer was on that.
It's the dude that did, I'll go grab it really quick.
If that doesn't bring that a tear to your eye, I don't know what
is. But anyway, no, it looks fun. Like, I might actually pick that up and read it too.
I gotta get that, and I gotta collect the rest of X-Men 92. Cause I think I'm one issue back.
You still owe me an issue of that too.
Did you buy me one?
Yeah, I remember I picked up that variant cover for you, cause it's the last one they had.
I can buy you the Ninja Turtle one.
That works too. Either way.
Anyway,
yay,
so
comic trading.
Not only is there, and Dalton's checking the writer of the new Batman Ninja Turtles real quick, and then
I'm
going to talk about the trailer.
I'm going to butcher that name pretty hard.
As long as it's not, you got to get close to the mic too when you say that.
It's Tynion the Fourth. I don't know the first name.
Did you say Tiny the Fourth?
Tynion. It's T Y N I O N.
Okay, yeah, Tynion. It's fine. Whatever.
It's probably fine.
Point is, it's a cool comic. It's Ninja Turtles and Batman. Go get it. The big news, though, is that they came out with the trailer for Ninja Turtles 2, the movie, Out of the Shadows. Is it Out of the Shadows or Out of the Sewers?
Out of the Shadows.
Wasn't that also the name of the game?
Maybe.
That came out?
I don't think so.
I'm going to look it up. Jesse, are you going to talk about this on the Nerd Up?
Yeah, I was actually going to bring that up, especially when you said we only have 7 minutes left. We are going to get a little bit more in-depth on this on Nerd Up, and... you can expect to hear the voice of Shannon Young on that show since we're talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtles.
Well, it depends. When are you recording it?
It'll be in the morning.
Can't do it. Made a promise. Got to go to church.
Oh, no.
I know, but I made a promise, and I stick to my promises.
No, fair enough.
Also, yes, Out of the Shadows was the name of the game. So the game and the movie have the same name. Wait. That just doesn't sound right. Yeah, Out of the Shadows. That's weird. Why would they name the game after the movie?
Name the movie after the game?
Yeah.
I mean, it's good for what they did, because in the first movie they were very like, stay in the shadows because you are ninjas.
And if you wonder why Shannon's going to church on Sunday, rewind about 30 minutes ago when he said about Christians in church, and you'll know why. Anyway, first impressions, Jesse, since you're going to talk about this on Nerd Up more, we won't spend too much time on it because we only got about 5 minutes left, but I loved the trailer. The third time I watched it, maybe I was a little bit more judgmental, but first reaction is it looks so much better than the first movie. Because it has more elements from the Ninja Turtles series that I wanted. Bebop and Rocksteady are the big story. Finally, after a 20-year exile from Ninja Turtles, Bebop and Rocksteady are back.
Yeah.
Played by Seamus and Uncle Ruckus. What's his name?
Gary Anderson.
Gary Anderson.
Who is a very, very good comedian.
And he looks great in the movie, too.
Yeah, honestly, like, that part was great until they started doing, like, the... whenever they were running, like through the cars.
When Rocksteady was running and destroying the cars.
Yeah, and
that's
it looks like,
too. He didn't like that part.
For whatever reason, in the trailer, it drops to like 24 frames per second.
It needs some tweaking still.
And hopefully they will. It's just a teaser trailer.
Yeah.
Or it's just a trailer. So hopefully
they'll fix
better.
It in post.
But it's the fact that Bebop and Rocksteady are in it.
Yeah, and they actually have personality.
And Shredder is in it.
The
real Shredder. Yeah, he's the Asian guy with the knife.
Nice.
Because if you don't know the story, of the first Ninja Turtles movie is that originally William Fichtner. I always get him and the director mixed up. That's David Fincher.
Yeah, it's David Fincher. Yeah.
So William Fichtner, he was supposed to be the Shredder in the original. That's why the suit was robotic, was because it was supposed to be him. But the fan backlash was so bad that they added the scenes with the Asian guy and made him Shredder just to appease the fans. But he was never supposed to be the Shredder. Well, in this one, it's the actual Shredder. The actual, from the start, it's Shredder. And people are going, well, that doesn't make sense. Shredder was in the first movie. And they're probably going to make it the same guy. I hope they don't, though, because if you remember the original Ninja Turtles comic, Shredder dies in the first issue.
Mm-hmm.
They kill Shredder, and then his brother comes for revenge, if I remember correctly.
So
they could do something similar with this and make it the real Shredder. Whether they do or not, I don't know. But it looked good. Tyler Perry's in it as Baxter Stockman, which I love. Lindsay, you pointed out they looked like the Nutty Professor.
A little bit, but that's fine.
I like Tyler Perry.
I don't.
So sue me. I like him. He was great in Gone Girl, probably.
You know what? As long as he is
movie?
Eccentric and real into his whole science getup, it'll be good.
I used to ride a bike a lot, and I had to go to River Campus, and that's when they were filming. So I might actually be in the movie. I don't know. I've never watched it.
If you spot a man bun in Gone Girl.
I didn't have a man bun back then. It was more of a Superman swoop thing.
I can't even imagine you without a man bun.
I can't even.
Fuck.
Anyway,
neither can Brittany.
So you know how much I would hope that there's like a kind of like a sports player nod to one of Casey Jones's like sporting equipment, like the Jose Canseco bat. I don't know who it's going to be, but I really want that to be a thing.
It looks very much like the ships coming from the sky. It's very reminiscent of the Avengers, which I first thought, okay, they're just ripping it off. And it kind of feels like that. But if it's from Dimension X, which is what I hope, I'm hoping that's an end of the movie thing. Like,
so we have Krang for
so we
a
have
setup
Krang,
for three.
Yes, absolutely. I think they said Krang was going to be in this.
But the question is, will it be Krang or will it be the Krang?
Well, the Krang is what originally started in the comics. I think they were called Ultrons, though, if I remember correctly.
Something like that.
But I really hope there is a Krang, because I grew up with the old cartoon. I want Krang and, mm-hmm. the roar and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And the big suit that kind of looked like John Massey.
Oh, no.
With a little dude that kind of looks like Nate in the middle of his stomach.
Yeah, except with much less hair because John Massey has a nice head of hair. But real quick before we end this, Jesse, I know you're going to talk about it on Sunday's show, but what did you guys think of the trailer? I'm going to go around the room. Just a quick, give me your quick thoughts. Dalton, we'll start with you.
My penis could only get so erect.
You were very hard during the whole thing. I saw your erection bulging.
Yeah.
And I liked it.
The trailer or the...
Yeah. So you liked the trailer?
I loved it. I'm so excited for this because I loved the first movie in this.
You were one, you and I were one of the few people that actually liked the first movie a lot.
Because, I mean, I just took it away. It's a different universe. I'm okay with it. I thought it was a really good movie. I think this one's going to be even better.
I agree with that. Jesse, what about you?
I think the first movie would have been a lot better if it had featured April a little less.
I thought you were going to say it would have been better if it had the Ninja Turtles in it. You know,
I didn't want, I thought about it and I was actually about to, but I was like, no, I'll be serious. So yeah, I would have liked a little bit less April. Like I just, would have liked a little bit less of that. And it wasn't a bad like popcorn movie. Like I enjoyed it more than a lot of people did. I don't think I enjoyed it as much as either of you two.
I didn't really enjoy it until probably the second or third viewing. Like it took me two or three watches to go, okay, like Dalton said, this is not the Ninja Turtles I grew up with.
It was actually really funny. I was talking about that with Mandy and Asa earlier. Like we were at Wings, etc. And I was like, yeah, I feel like Shannon almost like brainwashed himself into liking it because it was Turtles. And I remember Shannon telling me specifically, like, you know, it's like the more times I watch it, the more I actually do like it.
You saying Turtles gave me Stockholm Syndrome?
I think I might have that. I've got a cough.
I just didn't like how much they dumbed down the like fan nods to the original. That was my only like.
But in this one, there's so many more nods to the original stuff, which is great.
But
Lindsay,
in a good way from the looks of it.
I haven't even talked about the trailer yet.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It's just Lindsay jumps in.
No, you don't have to apologize, Lindsay.
I interrupt occasionally.
Jesse, keep going.
Anyway, no, I did like the trailer. I liked Bebop and Rocksteady, the first appearance of them. Like I said, the frame rate drop in the car scene, like, irked me a little bit, which, yeah, hopefully they get fixed and maybe it was just an issue. Maybe they didn't even notice that it was happening. I don't know how. But
I really loved their looks before they become Bebop and Rocksteady.
Out there.
Yeah. I just love the, oh, y'all got jokes. that was fantastic.
The fact that they have personality, they didn't go the, like, Deadpool route. And once they turn into the metahumans, they didn't all of a sudden become.
Or Turtles too.
Yeah. Or Toka and Rezar.
Toka and Rezar.
Where they just turned dumb and
they're just like babies.
Yeah. Oh, they actually have personality. And I love it, which is good. Lindsay, what'd you think?
Just the fact that Bebop and Rocksteady are back, I'm just thrilled.
Me too.
And they even look like the old 90s selves. Like he's got the mohawk, the purple, and everything.
Yeah. Oh, when they first see him, and they're like, oh, you know, when Shredder's talking to him in the trailer, and it's Gary Anderson and Seamus.
He's got the glasses and the mohawk.
He looks like the punk from the first
cartoon.
Yeah. Seamus is using that stupid ass nose ring. He has the full potential.
Yeah.
They look so good. I just really hope they don't like kill him off in the first movie.
Seriously.
I hope they stick around. Well, I hope they make more Ninja Turtles movies, but it depends on how well this one does.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. I like Mikey's stupid comments with April and Casey.
I mean, that was always a thing before, too.
He grew on me, but damn, he still looks ugly.
Honestly, I think Donatello is the only one I thought that looked really weird.
I thought that
Donnie works the best, though, because he's such a geek in it.
Yeah, but like, there's a difference between geek and taped up glasses and a giant backpack.
They've lived in the sewer.
I know. That's where they learn ninjutsu
from his book. But why does he have glasses?
He can't see, Jesse.
Because he's the nerd.
Nerds wear glasses with tape in the middle.
He spent too much time staring at monitors, and it gave him bad eyesight because they don't have proper lighting in the sewer.
Okay, good. She justified it. I'm really happy she justified a fucking fictional cartoon that we are all getting mad that the nerd has glasses with.
I mean, like, I don't know. I just thought it...
It doesn't make any sense that this turtle that knows martial arts has glasses.
Well, because the big thing is, like, you know, Donatello is still a really good fighter, and, like, he can, you know, do all the karate and everything else, and they tried to make him too nerdy, and I blame Michael Bay for that.
They tried to make the characters in the first one. They tried to make them too
extreme
with their personalities. Leo's the samurai. Raphael's the badass hardcore guy. Mikey's the party dude. Donatello's the nerd.
Now, I will say I loved Raphael and Leonardo's looks.
I did too. Yeah. They were the best two, and their personalities were really good in that movie. Johnny Knoxville's not.
Well,
bad
it's
for
like
this
they said,
like.
You have the A team and you have the B team.
It's true. Oh.
They did the same thing in the first set of movies, guys.
I know.
About to say, when in the John Henson, or,
John Henson. Yeah.
Yeah, I meant Jim Henson.
John Henson was in here earlier.
Yeah, and that's what
two
happened.
Two completely different men.
So, but no, that's exactly like, they did the exact same thing. They just didn't give Donatello glasses. Donatello's the one that fixed the truck in the first movie. Michelangelo's the one that was fucking leaning out of the window in the second movie or, at the beginning scene.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, I don't have a problem with the personality. I have the problem with the appearance.
Of making them look like their personality. Like, it's not enough that they have the personality. You have to really draw out that, like, make them look like their personality. You can't just be a nerd and look like everyone else. You have to have the glasses. You can't be, you know, the samurai. You have to dress them up like a samurai. Like, it's not subtle. Like, they threw subtlety out the window. And this one, they wear pants. Did anyone else notice that?
Yeah, I noticed. Yeah.
I actually didn't see that.
They have pants in this one. What is the deal with that?
Well, if we're going to nitpick every little thing.
If you know why they're wearing pants, email us at why do turtles wear pants.
Were they wearing pants in the trailer?
Yeah. At least two of them.
I wasn't paying attention to that.
Yeah. We'll watch it again. We'll
I mean, it makes sense that, you know, Donatello wears pants because nerds wear pants.
God damn it. I hate you, Jesse.
It's because they're going to be in public and they can't be known as nudists.
Well, I mean, come on. Aren't turtles' penises twice the size of their body? You don't want them walking around with those dongs swinging. Dude hangs dong, Jesse.
Hangs dong.
All right. Well, Dalton, you got anything else? I'm going to wrap it up. You look like you got something to say.
Oh, no. I was going to make the joke that April's going to see... April O'Neil's going to see Mikey's dong and then leave Stephen Amell. Which, by the way, that's the greatest casting of all time.
See, I don't know if Stephen Amell has the charisma to pull up Casey Jones.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't
I'm
have the hair.
I'm excited to see it. But, like, have you watched The Arrow?
That's one role.
I'm just saying. What other roles he been in?
That's fine. Have you seen him on social media?
SummerSlam.
No. Oh, yeah, he was. But he played The Arrow.
Oh, well, the siren's going off in the background. That's the time to call it.
Cape Girardeau. Yeah, no, like, I like
Merry
Stephen
Christmas,
Amell, and he's great as the Arrow,
too.
Sort of.
Ambulance.
I just
of course it is.
Don't like that he doesn't have charisma.
He has charisma.
Well, Oliver Queen in the comics was pretty stale. He didn't have any charisma.
CJ right now, like, if he is still listening to the show, if he actually made this his first episode, he's so angry right now.
The Green Arrow really likes
Jesus Christ. Let's wrap it up.
All right. Thank you guys for listening so much. We're going to be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Scripted with Dalton again. And
yay.
Asa Gray, the 5-star man, will be here. And then Sunday we're going to have Nerd Up, and then we'll do more shows because that's what we do, because you guys keep listening and we appreciate it.
Indeed we do.
Indeed we do. All right. So we're going to see you guys later. Have a good one. Go watch that Ninja Turtles 2 trailer, and don't vote for Donald Trump.
For the love of God.